Good evening. This is KD2, AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2 AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2OIQ giving Jeff.
KA2VLA.
KC2NBU.
Okay, I got N2OIQ, KA2VLA, and KC2MBU. Are there any other check-ins?
WB2RUQ.
Okay, and WB2RUQ. Okay, we'll start at the top. N2OIQ, Dan, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Hey, good evening, Jeff. This is N2OIQ here, and good evening to Clint, Ray, John, and anybody else that's coming in, or anybody I missed. Hey, we're not doing bad here tonight. I just got home here a few minutes ago. I took my mother down to Laville to the pharmacy, Kenny's, to get a prescription ordered, and then come home here. We stopped at McDonald's, and then this morning I got up, me and my wife, we went to Rome this morning, down to Sam's Seafoods to get some clam bakes for our clam bake down here at the Glenfield Fire Hall Saturday. So I went down there this morning, got home about noon, I guess. And out of that, just kind of partying around, wasn't too bad of a day. The sun was nice, the air was just a little bit on the cool side, but still, it was a sunny day, so we can't take that away from us for sure. And I guess tonight's supposed to get cool. We got 38 right now. Then I think things are supposed to start looking up. I guess tomorrow might be on the cool side. That things are starting to look up pretty good, so temperature-wise and what all. So that'd be good. That'd be good. So other than that, ain't too much going on here. Just watch some low TV and coming in for the net. So back to you, Jeff. Have a good evening. And to OIQ clear. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, Dan. Well, sounds like you had a busy one. All right. Well, yeah, we're hoping for some warmer weather for sure. Let's see what we get. I myself plan on doing a bunch of yard work this weekend. It's supposed to be nice. We'll see. All right. Thanks for checking in, Dan. We'll catch up with you later. K2VLA. Clint, good evening. What's going on tonight?
K2AIT. Good evening, Jeff. This is KA2VLA. Well, nothing too exciting. I took my car down to the garage, my truck, and had him checking this, making a lot of noise. Getting a little bit too noisy to drive it. So, they're going to put a new muffler system in it or something. That should quiet it down. Hate to disturb the neighbors. Outside of that, they don't have much to talk about. We got the game going tonight. The Yankees are ahead 5-3. So we'll say 73.
Well, probably too much hot dog in it down there at camp with your truck. Must have taken out the exhaust there, Clint.
That could be.
Okay. Well, we'll catch up with you later. Thanks for checking in. Okay, it moves to KC2MBU. Ray, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Good evening, Jeff. We got 45 degrees up on the hill here. And struck out all three auctions this week. Came home with nothing. I was high bidder on several that they just wouldn't cut loose. But what are you going to do? One of the vehicles has been there for 5 weeks, and they're just not not cutting them loose, waiting for the prices to go up, I guess.
Yeah, well, I guess that's just the way it is in that business. Okay, thanks for checking in, Ray. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Let's see, that brings us to WB2RUQ. My father there on Echolink. Good evening. What's going on?
All right, KD2AIT, WB2RUQ, here in the Hudson Valley. Not much. Nice day out. Bright sunshine. Actually, temperature felt very good. I think we touched 70, but felt just a little bit cooler than that. But nice out. And currently 55 degrees. I was doing some pickup in the yard this evening. Getting tomorrow, I'm gonna do my first mowing. Don't want to get ahead of me, so the grass has been growing pretty good. So can't complain there. Weather for us, there for sure. The weather has turned. And that's it. I understand WA2OFK situated now over at Sunset, so I'm hoping. I got to look at my calendar, but I want to get up to Boonville next, probably Wednesday, do a day trip up and see them. All right, that's it for now. Back to you, WB2RUQ.
Okay, well, if you do come up, don't forget to bring that thing you said you were going to bring up, if you remember. All right. Well, not much else going on here. Had to work today, and I did stop up there to the nursing home and checked in on him, and he's definitely got his appetite back. I'll say that. And then I got to work here into the night. So, all right. Well, thanks for checking in. I will catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet, looking for check-ins.
KC2WI.
KC2WI. Pete, good evening. Last time I saw you, you were jogging down the trail. I was going to stop and talk with you, but I hate it when people interrupt me when I'm running. So, what's going on tonight?
Well, yeah, that's okay. I was talking to another guy there, one of the participants who kayaks when the canal was full there, and I'll be darned if I can remember his name, but in any case, well, it was the first Towpath Trekkers weekly run. I was going to say Thursday night run, but I guess at the last meeting, which I couldn't attend, they decided to change them to Wednesdays because it seemed like an awful lot of people had conflicts on Thursday, so it'll be Wednesdays from now on. That was good. I get slower every year, and I got really pretty good at it. I could run, I could do that 5K in about 30 minutes, maybe 31, and even under, a little bit under on occasion, but that was 6, 7, 8, I don't know, I've been doing that for probably 12 years. It doesn't seem like that long, but when I think back to it, they started that a long time ago. And, of course, I was younger, plus I was running more, and after a while, I never was a big runner, and the last few years, I've really just not gone out much. I'm very undisciplined with it. But I've been really slacking off. There was a while where I'd go out when the weather was even halfway decent, you know, as soon as it was more or less no snow and no ice and reasonably dry and not real cold. And run in the morning for 20 minutes, half an hour, 40 minutes if I had the time. And I kind of got out of it. I don't really love running. And it's cold, and you got to come back, take a shower, and all that stuff before you get to work. And usually, I get up and I start to do something, or I know somebody's going to says anyway that they're going to be here at a certain time, like 10 o'clock or 9:30 or something, and then usually they don't show up. But I say, well, I don't really have time, you know. Anyway, I'm going to try to get back into either running or bicycling or doing something more regular. regular, maybe not in the morning like that, but maybe, of course in the summer in the morning is better, but this time of the year it's better to go around noon, you know, when it warms up some and it's nice out, or maybe late afternoon. Morning sometimes are still cold, but we're going to try it. I did that yesterday a little bit, but anyway, so that's the scoop on that. I was down there doing a computer job, one of these warranty service deals where some company, you know, has a piece of equipment that's got a warranty, and of course they contract that out to some service company, and then of course the service company just looks for guys, you know, looks for computer people, and I get a kick out of most of these things. They don't want to, you know, they pay you a flat rate, and the flat rate isn't nearly what you would make if you in your regular calls. And then they don't want to pay you for travel time, and they all live in, you know, they're all based in some populated area where, you know, they don't realize that the travel time to the next town here is half an hour, and all that kind of stuff. So. Anyway, so this one, I'd gotten an email of, you know, available work, and I've got it two or three times, and I think the person's been waiting a week and a half, I don't know. And I never did it because I was busy with other things and all that, and they called me yesterday, and I said, well, listen, I can do it tomorrow afternoon, because I knew I was going to be down there, and they said, what time? Oh, you mean, you know, 2 to 4. They want it within a 2-hour window. Well, that's a nice trick if you can do it, if you've got nothing better to do. But if you're stacked up with work, you don't know that what you started at noon will be done by 2 in this business, generally speaking. You never know. And so that 2-hour window stuff doesn't fly too good if you're trying to get something done before it. But, you know, so you have to sort of put in slack time, which makes you even less productive. Anyway, it was just a hard drive replacement and a laptop, not a big deal. And got that done, and went over to CJ's to pick up my tie rod, which they called me and told me was in Monday, but they neglected to tell me that they would be closed Wednesday through Saturday for inventory or whatever. So, you know, I wasn't too pleased about that. I really wouldn't have been if I made a special trip, and or if it was a trip where I was planning to get it and then use the thing, but of course there's no more snowmobiling. Anyway, that was the activities of the day, and got a couple things out before that, and I don't think I'm going to do any more real computer work tonight. Maybe just look a little bit at the one test that I got going, and call it a night, KC2WI.
Okay, I can agree with that there. Sometimes you get working on these PCs, and you think it's going to be something simple, and 12 hours later, you realize it wasn't so simple. So, you can't nail that stuff down that way. All right. Well, I had a good walk up there on the towpath, too. Me and the dog went out, and, you know, I didn't have a lot of time today for it, but I just decided to make a little time and went up there, and that didn't take too long of a walk, but it was, you know, it was good to get out there and get some fresh air. I've been stuck behind this computer all day, so I hear you. All right, we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, as for myself, I already pretty much said what I did today. Worked and visited WA2FK and then took a walk. So, and then back to work. I got to work here tonight for a bit. So, all right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Dan, Clint, Ray, John, and Pete for checking in tonight, and say 73 to anyone who may be listening in. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Good evening.
KD2KOJ, 24, Octon. The United County Traffic and Emergency Net being held over on the 145-17. Do we have any stations with or without traffic?
KB2KOJ. This is KC2WI, no traffic. Over.
KC2WI, thank you for checking in. I think it's Jeff, isn't that, is that your first name? No, it's Pete, right? It's Pete.
Pete.
Okay, very good, Pete. We got you. KC2WI, thank you for checking in. Do appreciate it. This is the United County Traffic and Emergency Net. Stations with or without traffic, please call. This is KB2KOJ for Octon. Any other stations with or without traffic? Okay, very good. With a very loud hum, we have KJ2Q. John, thank you for checking in. Anyone else for Octon? This is KB2KOJ. Final call for Octon for stations with or without traffic. Okay, nothing else here. I want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. And we'll say 7-3 to all. And hope you all have a good evening. KB2KOJ, correct.